Mine knows Newsmax a lot more. It mentions, especially on social media, maybe you've turned to the channel if your carrier carries it. Newsmax certainly has made big inroads in the cable news ratings thanks to their planting of their flag on Election Conspiracy Island. However, Newsmax and others learned something. You can't say anything when it comes to making claims unless you have proof. It's not like the comments section of an online article, for example. So the result? This past Monday, Newsmax ran a rather extensive fact check of claims of election rigging against President Trump after one of the targets of the conspiracy theories, Smartmatic, that's one of the election tech companies, threatened legal action. He fired off legal action to Fox News, Newsmax, One America News, demanding repeated retractions after some of the on-air people and guests floated claims that its election software was rigged, had ties to Hugo Chavez, George Soros. In fact, Smartmatic said it provided support only for one locality in the presidential election, Los Angeles County. Another company, Dominion Voting Systems, they've issued lengthy rebuttals in response to what's been said on Newsmax and elsewhere, and they've also issued legal demands to Sidney Powell so far, who's also been a Newsmax guest who has represented Trump on again, off again. I think she's on again now. In their legal challenges, one of the Newsmax people read a statement on air, said that Newsmax would like to clarify its news coverage and note that it has not reported as true certain claims made about these companies. There are several facts our viewers and readers should be aware of. Newsmax has found no evidence either Dominion or Smartmatic owns the other or has any business association with each other. Then the statement refuted a list of claims that have been made on air since the election. Went on to say that no evidence has been offered that Dominion or Smartmatic used software or reprogrammed software that manipulated the vote in the 2020 election. Dominion has stated its company has no ownership relationship with the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's family, Senator Dianne Feinstein's family, the Clinton family, Hugo Chavez, or the government of Venezuela. Neither Dominion nor Smartmatic has any relationship with George Soros. Smartmatic is a U.S. company and not owned by the Venezuelan government, Hugo Chavez, or any foreign official or entity. Fox News also ran a similar mea culpa with Lou Dobbs. On Fox News itself, that was on Fox Business with Dobbs and Maria Bartiromo and Jeanine Pirro on Fox News itself, which is only right because they're pretty much the super spreaders of the conspiracies on those respective Fox News channels. And yes, many Trump loyalists responded in two ways to all this reality. Anger at Newsmax for being, quote, bought off, or just flat-out denial that Newsmax and the others confessed of their sins. Like I keep saying, misguided blind faith